Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman, and today we're studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Tetvav, in which Shaul HaMelech is commanded by Hashem through Shmuel HaNavi to completely annihilate the nation of Amalek, including women, children, and animals. We know that Shaul HaMelech failed in the mission and did not carry it out to the full extent of Hashem's command. Today we're going to study what prevented him from carrying out Hashem's mission and why Amalek needs to be destroyed. There is a very rich conversation between Shaul and Shmuel that takes up 18 psukim in the parak that we're going to focus on in order to help us understand. Shaul is actually quite pleased with the way he's handled the command. Shmuel is on his way, and Shaul greets him, Baruch atah Hashem, Hakim moti et dvar Hashem, I have commanded the words of Hashem. And Shmuel, who unbeknownst to Shaul, has found out already about Shaul's failure to complete the mission in a nevuah, about which he cried out to Hashem all night long because of what would happen to the fate of Shaul. And Shmuel says to Shaul, Mekol hatzon hazeh ba'aznai v'kol ha'bakar sharanuchi shomea, if you fulfilled Hashem's mission, what is the sound of all of the cattle that I hear? Shaul explains, May Amaleki have yom, I brought them from Amalek, Asher chamal ha'am al meitav hatzon v'habakar, l'man zvoach Hashem elokecha. Ve'et hayoter echaramnu. Shaul explains, we brought this cattle from, and all the animals from the Amaleki, because the nation, chamal ha'am, the nation had mercy on the best tzon and the best bakar, so that we could bring it as karbanot to Hashem. Shmuel tells Shaul, wait and I will tell you what Hashem said. Vayomer Shmuel haloim katon ata be'inecha, rosh shivtei Yisrael ata. Even if you are small in your own eyes, you are the head of all the tribes of Israel. Vayim shachacha Hashem lemelech al Yisrael, and Hashem has anointed you as king over Yisrael. There's clearly a divide between how Shaul and Shmuel see what has happened. Shmuel goes on to talk to Shaul, and Shmuel asks Shaul again, Lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem v'ta'at el hashalal? Why didn't you listen to Hashem's word and said you strayed after the booty? Shaul again tells Shmuel, Asher shamati b'kol Hashem v'ylech baderch asher shalchani Hashem. I did what Hashem said. I followed his way that he instructed me, and I brought Agag the king here, he is alive, and the rest I got rid of, v'yikach ha'am mehashalal tzon uvakar. And the nation took from the sheep and from the cattle, again, pinning it on the nation. So what is it that prevents Shaul from carrying out Hashem's mission, all the while thinking that he is in fact carrying out Hashem's mission? So there's a fascinating midrash quoted by Rashi that lends so much insight to what is going on in the mind of Shaul. Years ago, many years ago, I read an article by Rav Sasevsky, and I hope that I am being faithful in my recall of exactly what he said. But at the beginning of the perek, we hear about Shaul, Vayarev Banachal. Some kind of a fight goes on in the Nachal, in the river. So a river is a strange place to fight. Furthermore, when there are battles, the Tanakh usually does not use the word Vayarev, but rather Vayilachem, Vayach. Vayarev is more of a struggle between people in argument. After we hear Vayarev Banachal, we hear that Shaul separates the Keni so that they will not get struck along with Amalek, because the Keni did a chesed for Am Yisrael. After that, we hear Vayach Shaul et Amalek. Then Shaul strikes Amalek. So clearly, initially, the Vayarev Banachal was not a report of Shaul striking Amalek, because one would not separate the people he wants to save after he strikes Amalek, but before, and we do in fact hear afterwards with the word Vayach Shaul, which brings... he explains, which is what brings the Midrash to tell us the following about Vayarev Banachal, which we must explain what kinds of a conflict is going on for Shaul. Vayilachim b'nachal, v'rabotinu amru al iske nachal. Our chachamim told us it's about all of the business surrounding a nachal. What business is that? Well, there's the mitzvah of Egla Arufa, wherein if a person is found to be dead outside of the city limits of any city, the chachamim of that city, the zakenim, must measure the distance from the city they live in to the place outside the city where the dead person was found to determine who is closest. And then there is a ritual that is done after that. For our purposes, we want to hear that Chazal tell us, Rav vidan et atzmo. He sat there, he struggled, Shaul judged himself, and he said, Uma bishvil nefesh achat, amra Torah arof egla banachal. If about one human being the Torah tells us, go do this ritual where you break the neck of the calf at the nachal, which this nachal is reminding him of, bishvil kol hanefeshot ha'elu, lo kol shekein, for all of these many lives in Amalek, lo kol shekein, how much more so need I not do a din v'cheshbon? Do I not need to take responsibility for their lives? Shaul HaMelech is saying the Torah guides us and has inculcated within him the value of every single life, such that it can never happen that there is a dead person whose life goes unaccounted for and he has a moral struggle. How can I then kill out Amalek in its entirety? Who does he spare? He spares Agag the Melech. People usually tend to have mercy on the downtrodden, the poor, the helpless. By the fact that he spared the Melech, if I remember correctly, Rav Sosewski says, this is indicative of the fact that it's not completely a moral issue for him. Because if you are a Melech, perhaps the person who you feel most for is not the downtrodden, but the Melech of Amalek. I want to focus on a recurring word that will enlighten us about what is so detrimental about Amalek. This word comes up repeatedly in the conversation between Shmuel and Shaul. Shmuel tells Shaul, "Vayishlachacha Hashem bedarech, vayomer lech v'charamta et hachataim." That seems extraneous. Hashem sent you on the way and told you to get rid of Amalek. Again in the next pasuk, Shaul is defending himself and he says, "Shamati b'kol Hashem va'elech baderech asher shlachani Hashem." Not just I listened to the voice of Hashem, but no, you're wrong. I really did fulfill the derech of all of this. And in fact, at the beginning of the parak, when Shmuel commands Shaul to annihilate Amalek, he explains, you know why you have to do it? Because Hashem is taking account for what happened and punishing Amalek for what happened to Am Yisrael as they came out of Mitzrayim. Pakadati et asher asa Amalek li Yisrael. What was the terrible thing they did? It doesn't even say that they attacked them. It just says, asher samlo baderech balotomi Mitzrayim. They put something there, they did something along Am Yisrael's derech, their path when they came out of Mitzrayim. In the Torah as well, we hear the use of this word, baderech, twice in the command to remember what Amalek did. We're told that we should remember what they did, baderech b'tzeitchem eretz Mitzrayim. Then again, asher karcha baderech. There is a profound mamar in Pachad Yitzchak on Purim that could help us understand the important role of the discussion of the derech, both in Shmuel and in the Torah, with regards to Amalek. He quotes, the famous Rashi quotes the Medrash about the Ambat Yerotachat, the burning bathtub, the boiling bathtub. Chazal contrast Yisro's reaction to Amalek's reaction after having witnessed the Makot and Kriyat Yamsuf. Of course, Yitro acknowledged Hashem and acted accordingly. Amalek came to attack Am Yisrael. But Rashi points out with the use of that medrash, where there is boiling water in a bathtub, and everyone is scared to jump in. But as soon as one person is willing to jump in and get burnt, he cools the water for everyone else. He explains that this was more than the attack, that the actual misdeed, the actual sin of Amalek was not merely that they attacked Am Yisrael, but that the attack was in order to demonstrate that Am Yisrael is not untouchable. At that moment in time, The Pachad Yitzchak says, Alufei Edom, Elei Moav, Yoshvei Kanan, everyone took the tochacha of Yitziat Mitzrayim and Kriyat Yamsuf. They took the lesson. They understood, in Pachad Yitzchak's words, Nolda Chashivut Ba'olam, that at this time, the idea that something has significance and something has importance was born in the world when Am Yisrael was born. All those other nations trembled on the sidelines, understanding there's a mission that Am Yisrael is going to carry out at God's behest. And they waited to see what that mission would be. Amalek is opposed to this. Rav Huttner says that Am Yisrael's koach ha-hilul, the ability to see significance in things and praise them, where the power of Amalek is the destructive power of chilul, to attribute zero significance to any events in the world and to denigrate and ridicule everything, starting with their ancestor Esav, Vayivez et HaBechora, who ridiculed the value of the Bechora. Ha'ambatya haita rotachat, Rav Huttner tells us, the bathtub was boiling. Amalek is opposed to this. And the whole struggle between Am Yisrael and Amalek is, he says, koach ha-chilul versus koach ha-hilul. Zelu mat zeh. The power of Am Yisrael to demonstrate that there's importance in this world, we're here for a purpose, and Hashem has a purpose for us to carry out, versus Amalek, who will demonstrate that everything is chance, and he's willing to take the hit and get burnt so long as he conveys that message to everyone else. The Mako didn't matter, and Kriyat Yamsuf didn't matter. And of course, the only other time that we ever hear the word Vayivez in all of Tanakh is regarding Haman in the Megillah. That is their power, the power to be Mechalel, to take out any significance to anything that Hashem deems significant in the world. Therefore, we constantly hear the word Derech. Derech means you're headed along a path. The Torah could have very well named the place in the Midbar as it did so many other times, but instead we're told that they were Baderech. They are on a path. A path always leads to a set and calculated destination. And it is Amalek that sought to destroy that the journey towards that destination. Shmuel and Shaul are arguing about this also. When Shmuel accuses Shaul of not going on the right derech and killing Amalek, Shaul defends himself and he says, no, I really did fulfill derech. I did that. Eilech baderech asher shalchani Hashem. This, of course, is the theme in the Megillah also when Amalek comes up again. There's no dramatic moment, no big obvious nace of Kriyat Yamsuf. Instead, we learn that every trivial detail and event is crucial and that every seemingly insignificant moment is pregnant with powerful impact on the future. How can Shaul's character stand up to this trait of Amalek? Well, we know that when we met Shaul and he became anointed as king, we heard the very same shorish, vayivizuhu, that the people were mivazeh, they ridiculed him, vayikama harish, and he did not oppose it. And in fact, here, the musar that Shmuel Navi gives him, quoting the words of Hashem, is, halo im katona ta be'inecha, rosh shivtei Yisrael ata. You are not seeing your own significance sufficiently. And therefore, he is able to be ridiculed via vizuhu and not respond to this. Going back to the moral conflict, if his only job is to protect Am Yisrael and to get rid of their enemies, and Amalek is just one more enemy, then it might be sufficient to carry out the job to the extent that he did. However, if there's an evil within Amalek that needs to be eradicated from the world, then it needs to be eradicated to the fullest extent as commanded by Hashem. Shmuel HaNavi now delivers the prophetic rebuke to Shaul HaChifetz Lashem Ba'olotu Zvachim Kishmo B'kol Hashem. The irony of Shaul and the nation saving animals to sacrifice to Hashem, when in fact what Hashem wants is for them to listen to the words of Hashem. And finally, at this point, Shaul says, a little bit too late, Chatati ki avarti et pi Hashem v'et varecha. He admits to his wrongdoing And he, in such a tragic moment, begs Shmuel to accompany him, to escort him, to go to Be'at Hashem. And Shmuel says, I will not, ki ma'asta et dvar Hashem, v'yim'ask Hashem yot melech al Yisrael. Shmuel says, Hashem has rejected you. It's a very strong word, with the word connoting repugnancy. Ma'asta, you rejected Hashem's word, and so Hashem rejected you from being a melech over Am Yisrael. Shmuel points out that he cannot accompany Shaul the person. Shaul the person is not Shaul the person. He's Shaul the melech. Shaul asks for him to go with him, and Shmuel emphasizes that he cannot accompany him as the king because he has been rejected as being the king. And then in a dramatic moment, when Shmuel turns, either Shmuel grabs a hold of Shaul's coat and tears it, or Shaul tears Shmuel's coat and says that this is symbolic of what will happen. Kara Hashem et mamlechut Yisrael me'alecha hayom. Hashem has torn the melucha, the rulership of Yisrael, away from you today. And in very prophetic words, unetana l'reyacha hatov mimecha, and he has given it to your peer who is better than you. V'gam netzach Yisrael lo yishaker v'lo yinachem ki lo adam hu lehinachem. Hashem cannot do deeds that contradict what his intent was. And then Shmuel Hanavi carries out the words of Hashem. He kills Agag the Melech, and we are told at the end of the Perek, V'lo yasaf Shmuel lerot et Shaul ad yom moto. Shmuel never sees Shaul again until his death. And we're told how tragic this was for Shmuel. Ki hitabel Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel actually mourns over Shaul's loss of the Melucha. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.